Before I get started, I want to ask a favor. As you listen today, if you like what you hear, please sit down and write a review. If you want to discuss anything from the episode, you can reach out on the Strive, Seek, Find page on Facebook or to Chance Whitmore 5 on Twitter. One of my favorite lines from Ray Bradbury is his description of writing. He says that writing is drunk and in charge of a bicycle. I always felt it described the act of creation pretty well. And I thought it was a great starting place to describe 2020. Only instead of drunk and in charge of a bicycle, you're drunk, in charge of a bicycle, going down a mountainside, while a psycho person is in control of your brakes for you. Welcome to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast. I'm Chance Whitmore. I don't know about you, but I'm sensing a little stress and worry in the world right now. Whether it's the election outcome here in the States, or COVID numbers exploding, or 100 other stressors that seem to be more prevalent than ever, it feels like life is happening to us. Now I'm going to say something absolutely ground-shaking next. Feeling helpless isn't a healthy way to live. But dealing with the chaos that seems to be a part and parcel of 2020, it's important to reclaim some feeling of strength and stability. Now let's get started. More than ever, it's easy to fall into the sense that life is something that happens to you rather than something you're doing. We can start a list that begins with COVID, continues through job changes and job endings, the lingering possibility of additional quarantine times, especially right now when the numbers are moving up. Not like a gently cresting dolphin, but like it's getting shot out of the canyon. Before we dig in, just a quick definition. Locus of control. Your belief system regarding the reason to which you attribute your successes or failures. Now, locus of control traditionally comes in two tasty, tasty flavors. Flavor one, your internal locus of control, in which you believe your successes or failure are a direct result of your efforts and abilities. And the second flavor, kind of the chocolate to the vanilla, is external. Your successes or failure are connected to karma, luck, fate, or life just happens. Neither one of these are inherently good or bad, and I think everyone, or at least I, tend to vacillate between the two of these. Yet anxiety seems to flow hand in hand with an external locus of control. So the question I've been asking myself since about March is, how do we move our own headspace? How do we acknowledge that what's going on in the world, that there are things we just don't control, while granting ourselves enough agency and awareness to move forward in life? So in the land of COVID, a few simple suggestions that are working sometimes for me, because like all of us, there are good days and bad days. First trick is escaping overstimulation. And if you're like me or a good chunk of the world, and you're stuck working in some combination of times when you're staring at screens a lot, walk away from the screens. Whether it's taking a walk, a run, working out, meditating, building something, do something that is completely different in order to allow yourself to relax a little bit. Not you physically so much, it's allow your brain to unclench itself. Allow your brain the chance to recover so that you can focus. Otherwise, you end up operating in a fog. And if you've spent any time like that, you know you don't make your best decisions in that moment. You don't feel rested in that moment, and you've got to step back. Next up, you got to take care of your physical health. And I know this one's harder than it sounds. Nutrition is a good place to start, because when you're working right next to your refrigerator or spending more time at home, it's easy to just thoughtlessly snack, thoughtlessly eat. So it makes it hard. I've probably eaten less vegetables and more pizza in the last 2 months than I have at any point in my life. But it's something that we can control to make sure we come out the other side healthier. Next up, working out. I say this while my exercise bike looks accusingly across the room at me. But shedding stress by getting some physical activity goes a long ways towards helping you recover, keeping you from stewing, and feeds directly into the last one, sleep. make sure you're getting enough of it. And culturally, that's a problem anyways. Seems like another study comes out every week talking about the dangers of not getting enough sleep. And yet, how many of us are grinding, working all night, or just staying up and playing because our day-night clock is just a little bit off, because our life is a little bit off? Third thing we can do is surround ourselves with positive, empathetic people. It's not mind-blowing to think about the fact that our mindsets become impacted by those around us. And if you want to end up being depressed and angry all the time, just hang out with someone that bitches, moans, and complains 24/7. Eventually, they're going to pull you down. Find yourself with people who are willing to listen to you. Find yourself someone who actually looks for a way to solve problems rather than complain about them. Fourth thing you do, think before you act. Don't pop off and react. We tend to be a little more emotional right now, and that leads to bad decisions, especially when you add in lack of sleep, poor nutrition, not walking away from screens. It all kind of builds. So take process time. Something I said earlier was never have a conversation you're not ready to have or prepared to have. It fits here too. Whether it's with a loved one, whether it's with your boss, whether it's with a friend. Know when to wait and think. Know when to walk away. It'll keep you in a healthier and happier state. And number five, beyond just recovery time, the time to walk, the time to think, take time for you. Whether you're learning or goofing off, grant yourself time to just be. Because we can't come and control the numbers by ourselves, nor the impact that the pandemic is having on our lives. What we can control on a personal level is our response to it. And that's going to have to be enough. That is the internal locus of control that is going to get you through this. Allow you to focus at whatever you try to do and move forward. The other option has got to be unthinkable. Shoutouts. No new reviews this week, but wow, I want to thank each of you for listening from Idaho to Washington and from the UK to Germany. I appreciate the support. As I record this episode, number 24 and counting, this has been a lot of learning, a lot of fun, and I've met some great people through it. Thanks to all of you. Worth mentioning, it's time to be disturbed. The Social Dilemma deals with our relationship with social media, how targeted and how dangerous it really is. We all use this, and many of us recognize how unhealthy it is. This documentary discusses how it all works, from the use of the models to the engagement techniques. It is all here and available out of the mouths of some of the people who pioneered social media. The Social Dilemma is now available on Netflix, and you need to watch it for your own sake. Please check it out. That's it for this week's Strive, Seek, Find. If you like what you heard, please leave a review and subscribe. Want to discuss the episode? Reach out. @ChanceWhitmore5 on Twitter. Until next time, keep seeking your own brilliant future. And for those of you in the U.S., have a great Thanksgiving week if you're listening on that week. Have a great day.